know he did this on purpose.
Yeah, he
and
made
you're
his
listening
wait.
To the episode. You're listening. I'm listening to the episode. I'm like, oh, he's getting to Saturday morning. He's getting, he skips right past Saturday morning. And he goes to like Saturday afternoon or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait, what? I know it happened Saturday morning because I got the text message on Saturday morning. Yeah. And then nothing. And then he goes, at the end of his story, he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, mm-hmm. I did get a little delivery that I need to talk about, but we'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. And then on the next day's show, he skipped past all of that.
Skipped past it. Zoomed on past it.
And I had to listen to almost the whole episode. And then he went, oh, yeah, I need to tell you about that delivery. I was like, come on.
I mean,
come
honestly, on. Honestly, what did you want him to do? It was just a fruit plate.
I wanted him to... I wanted him to acknowledge that we sent him a fruit plate.
He did.
I wanted him to laugh about it. Because it was a joke.
I hope he laughed when he received it.
And
I didn't care whether you talked about it or not. I was happy. I was
to see if you talked.
Yeah, I was. But at the same time, I'm happy that he got the fruit plate.
And also, my so-so question.
Sent us mini pictures.
He didn't send mini pictures.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty online.
And I know he did this on purpose, but we'll talk about that on tomorrow's show.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4730. BFO for Thursday, the 26th of March, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, baby, we hear it. Hello, couponers. Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your couponers today, because y'all, in addition to the coupon at the Von's East, y'all, I got a 30% off. A 30% off... A coupon for the Kools, and y'all, I've still got $11 in Kools cash that, is burning a hole in my pocket. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we need, maybe you can buy some new things with unburnt pockets in it. I'm sure I can, but something else will come along that'll burn a hole in my pocket. Yes, Big Fatty. Music we do, and y'all, I chose that today for two reasons. Number one, I love it, and number two, y'all, I forgot to report this earlier in the week, but y'all, Brandon, Alex Levin's husband, he'd been in and out of El Hospitalo and had been convalescing on the isla of Palms. And y'all, he went home back to Carolina Cheese and Provisions. Evidently he's getting better and better, and he's going to be probably getting a little bit back to normal. Big Fatty, at least he's home. It's true. So congratulations to Brandon. It's a lovely, just a lovely situation, and continued good health, Brandon. But y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all headed over to excuse me, y'all. That's some Cheez-Its. And headed over to Shady Pines. Y'all had a lovely supper. Y'all had the orange chicken and with rice and broccoli. It came in a bowl and with a kind of an orange glaze on it. Y'all, it was good. And y'all got home. I watched the news with Tom Yamas, and then I had the had the wheel on and was doing some candy crushing. And y'all, then after the y'all the guy that's the champion on the Jeopardy, y'all, he's made, I think this was his seventh show, and he's already over or right at $200,000. Yes, Big Fatty, smart as a whip. Oh, Big Fatty. Anyway, but y'all, after that, y'all, as I normally do in the evenings, I just turn the TV machine off and play the little more Candy Crush. And y'all had to take the trash out because the trash gets picked up no, I guess that was Monday I had to take the trash out. Y'all, anyway, I'm confused. Big Fatty, you live in a state of confusion. No, I live in a state of South Kakalaki. Oh, okay. Anyway, y'all got slept like a baby. Y'all, it was down in the 40s. And I had the windows open and the fan on and the electric camisole cranked up. Y'all, and clean sheets. Y'all, it was the perfect combination. In fact, let me just see how long I slept Tuesday evening. Let's just see. It's right here. Y'all, I got 8 hours and 52 minutes. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was, needless to say, Big Fatty was well rested. Yes, Big Fatty. And got up on hump day morning, had my coffee. I had some rye toast, rye bread toast for my brofkas and a cream horn. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Does Cricket Hat play the cream horn? I don't know. But anyway, did that. And and then I was not off. I was not off, y'all. I decided, you know, Big Fatty will be 70 years old in August. Yes, Big Fatty, much younger than the old gal. It's true. But y'all, I want to go to a Atlanta Braves sports ball game for my birthday. And I have never been to the new stadium. And y'all, it's gonna, and y'all, I reserved tickets. I reserved some tickets and planned a tour of the new stadium. And y'all, it is, if I remember correctly now, it is the same, I'm going on my actual birthday, which is August the 10th. Yes, Big Fatty. And I think that's at the end. That's at the end of the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend. And I've got it right here. The Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Y'all, we're just gonna go over here and just verify that. Let's just see, where's the calendar, the marking calendar? Yes, the events. There we go. Events calendar. The marking events calendar. Oh no. I am incorrect. I fucked that up. Yes, Big Fatty, no surprise there. It's the weekend. It's my birthday weekend, but the weenie roast is the following weekend. So, Big Fatty, you did fuck it up. I did. So be it. Anyway, what was I saying? So I did all that online. Y'all, I think I screwed up somehow, and I think I've scheduled the tour twice. But you know, chalk it up to old people. Yes, Big Fatty. And then after that, y'all went and picked up the nip, and we were off. We were off to get our old gray worst, and then we went to the Bonds East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, as a do on Hump Day, y'all went to the Bonds East. Y'all, they had a lot of things on sale. Y'all, they had a coupon that if you bought one Hallmark card, you got one free. So I picked up a couple of special cards. Y'all, gonna have Mexican night. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, on four, right? So y'all, I picked up a bag of the Doritos. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all will have, it's the Fresh Express. It's called the Smokehouse Chopped Solid. They were buy one, get one free. So I got three of those and one of the Asian Chopped Solid for me to have. Y'all picked up a half gallon of the lactose-free milk. Picked up some fresh pico de gallo dipping sauce. Y'all, I'm going to make my taco meat with what do you call that? Ground turkey. So I picked up a 3-pound package of that. Y'all, they had the French's crispy fried onions. Buy one, get one free. They had the Thomas's English muffins. Buy one, get one free. I always like to get the buttermilk flavor of those. Y'all, I picked up my anniversarium flower bouquet that the Von Z's gave to me. Y'all picked up a couple of packets of the taco seasoning mix. They were on sale. Y'all, they had the Sargento shredded cheeses. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Oh, Big Fatty, Lori Warbucks will be thrilled. Y'all, they had the Talenti Gelato chocolate peanut butter cup. Y'all, I'd read that that's the best chocolate peanut butter ice cream out there. Y'all, they had sour cream. Buy one, get one free. Picked up some celery sticks and picked up an onion. Picked up a bar of pepper jack cheese. I use that when I make up my taco meat. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the Bonzi's buffalo chicken dip. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. They had Oscar Mayer bacon. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I spent $72.83, but I saved $72.96. Big Fatty! Y'all, I think that's pretty good when you save more than you spend. Yes, Big Fatty just says everything's cost too much. It's true. But y'all got home and put away my provisions. Y'all, then I went out and did an hour of nipple walking around Fat Acres. And I came back and piddled around. Y'all, I rolled the recycling out. Y'all, I got a container full of recycling. They come on Thursday, so that's ready to go. And y'all, now here I am recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! A shout out to Dr. Stone, who said he's sick and tired of So-So Question Month. Dr. Stone, I am hoping to finish the So-So Questions today. But, you know, we'll just see. Next social question. Guess who it's from? Big Fatty, I think we know. Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon writes and says, these ones are for Poodle, and if Kathy Marshall negates this, Poodle's feelings will be hurt. Yes, Big Fatty, I concur. Okay, this is for Poodle. Poodle, what do you do when you are not recording the little show? First of all, Big Fatty, it's for me. Well, Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the communique. Always lovely to hear from you. And I sit quietly because I'm shaken. I'm shaken, not stirred. after the little show every day, it's nerve wracking. we got another one here for you, Poodle. Do you sometimes come out when Farty is alone?
Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you, and I don't know what you mean by come out. He's gay as a giggle, so, I mean, why would I come out to him, you know? Who wants to be around him when he's alone? Well, I don't want to be around him when he's got a gentleman caller, anyway.
next up, another one from Miss Bacon. Do you like your name?
Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And, why wouldn't I? Absolutely. All of these are so-so questions. Why wouldn't I like my name? I mean, it rhymes. It describes me very well. And nobody, once you meet Poodle McNoodle, you never forget him.
It's true. and then, parentheses, thank you for humoring me, Kathy. You are a riot. And if you do not know, I think so. You do now. How about that, Kathy Marshall? You got some accolades there. Let's go over here. Let's do something different. This is from Shy Tom. It says, how old is Poodle? I think you told me, but I can't remember. Tom, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. We can go back and we can trace Poodle's first show let's see if I've got it right here. Poodle's first show. Oh, Big Fatty, where is it? Poodle's first show. Poodle. Big Fatty, you don't know where it is. I'll look for it. It's right here. Found it. Poodle's first appearance on the little show was November the 15th, 2010. And Big Fatty, I would just like to say an absolute social question. It's almost rude. You do not ask a lady her age. I mean, dear Gussie. Randy, wacky as pee-pee. Oh, Big Fatty, I don't believe I said such a vulgar thing. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, looks like it's going to be Tamari. Before I finish up the so-so questions, one more day, Dr. Stone. One more day. I want to also thank those of you who went over and took a look at the dancing photos over there at the WWW. I know that Lurie Warbucks was over there, left a comment. So anyway, y'all, when I was taking the recycling out, somehow I scraped some of the cardboard against my hand, and y'all, I'm going to need a blood transfusion. It's just like that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix, and Adam, is there anything that you would like to say about so-so questions?
And I know he did this on purpose, but we'll talk about that on tomorrow's show.
Oh, yes, we'll get to the final so-so questions on tomorrow's little show.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yeah!
Yes.
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.